Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It's another glorious day, my tea sippers, and you know what time it is. I hope you have all of your comforts together because it's time to dish the tea. And you're dishing the tea, darlings. With Big Munch.
Thank you.
And hello, 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 hello.
Entitled Saud is dedicated to.
And hello. Oh, I didn't mean that. For that part, that was a live recording. I didn't mean for that part to get on there and interrupt me. I'm like, what the hell? But hello there out there in Blog Talk Radio Land, here in the glorious United States and across the world. Honey, we have just found out we got listeners over there in Venezuela and Colombia and Nigeria and the Ivory Coast and Senegal and in Greece and in Russia and in Angola. And, Chad, we are all over the globe. And I'm just elated by that. So, honey, welcome, 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 honey, welcome. It is another glorious day, my tea sippers. And I'm hoping you have all of your coffees together, my darlings, because, darlings, it's time to dish tea. And you're dishing tea, darlings, with Big Meats. Honey, listen, right now, Mr. M2May has not called into the show as of yet. I'm ready to see what's going on with his PR person because there were some things that had just transpired. So we may have to postpone this particular show. As a matter of fact, I told him he had, if we're not in by 15 after, then I'm going to go ahead on and cancel the show, which is why I had this 10-minute long intro. Of a song, which is Entume's song. It's called Utuma. Utamu, I think that's how it's called. Utamu. It's from one of his earlier recordings when he first recorded from his very first album. So I wanted to surprise him with that. But when we bring him on, I'm going to replay that song. So when you guys tune back in, just know that I'm going to replay that song. However, in the meantime, while we're waiting on him, honey, has just come across my desk that Bill Cosby has been found guilty of sexual assault, okay? And I'm pissed off about that. I'm pissed off as fuck, okay? I am pissed off as fuck. I want to say, let me read this because this is really on the brain cell, child. It's really on the brain cell. Bill Cosby, who once embodied the idealized American father on a widely popular sitcom, was convicted of sexual assault on Thursday in a high-stakes retrial after half a dozen women testified that the famed comedian drugged and assaulted them. The jury returned with a guilty verdict Thursday afternoon after a second day of deliberations in which the judge read back testimony of the defense's star witness, who testified that Cosby's main accuser once said she could frame a high-profile person, quote-unquote. The jury also read back Cosby's deposition testimony from 2005, where the comedian admitted to giving a woman quaaludes in order to have sex with her. Cosby, 80, faces a maximum sentence of 10 years and a fine of up to $25,000 on each count. The verdict was a victory for the Me Too movement, which has exposed sexual harassment and misconduct in entertainment, media, politics, and beyond. Cosby, who has faced dozens of sexual misconduct allegations spanning decades, was charged with three counts of aggravated indecent assault against one woman, Andrea Compton, 45, who claimed that Cosby drugged her and sexually assaulted her in his home in January 2004. Cosby's first trial ended in mistrial back in June. Cosby, who has reportedly denied all these allegations against him, has said the sexual encounter with Constant was consensual. After hours of deliberation began Wednesday, the jury returned to the courtroom to ask what is the legal definition of consent. But Montgomery County Common Pleas Judge Stephen O'Neill said that he couldn't give jurors a legal definition, telling them that was something they would have to answer on their own, using their own common sense. The verdict marked a dramatic culmination of an 18-year case that spanned two criminal trials and multiple police investigations. Assistant Montgomery County District Attorney Christian Feeden portrayed Cosby as a sexual predator who used his TV image as a man of wholesome values to target women he believed he could silence. Prosecutors called five other women who alleged that Cosby also sexually assaulted them in a manner similar to the way he assaulted Constan. He preyed on Andrea the same way he preyed on all those five women, Fagan said. Last month, O'Neill ruled that the additional accusers could testify so the prosecution could try to establish the assault on Constan fit a pattern, or that Cosby didn't make a mistake when he drugged and sexually assaulted Constan. Attorneys for Cosby asked pointed questions about the accuser's history of drug abuse, criminal background, personal relationships, and sex lives. Defense attorneys were especially hard on Janice Dickinson, a former supermodel. Cosby's lead attorney, Tom Misero, asked Dickinson whether she had spread false rumors about being pregnant with Sylvester Stallone's child. She said the remark was an honest mistake. I had sex with two men that month. He wasn't the only contender. She said, garnering smiles from the jury. Defense attorney Kathleen Blitz described Dickinson in the closing arguments as a failed starlet and an aged out model. Ooh, that's harsh. It sounds like she slept with every single guy on the planet, Blitz said. And is Ms. Dickinson really the moral beacon that the women movement wants? The defense also suggested that Constan and other accusers were making false accusations in the hopes of gaining fame or fortune. They repeatedly pointed to nearly a $3.4 million payout that Constan received in 2006, the result of a civil statement with Cosby, and they highlighted lawyer Gloria Allred's proposal in 2014 to set aside a $100 million fund for victims of Cosby if he was unwilling to waive the statute of limitations to allow his accuser to confront him in court. That's fucked up. Allred and her daughter, Lisa Bloom, who is also a lawyer, represented four of the five additional accusers who were allowed to testify. Some of the questions and arguments drew scorn from observers in the courtroom. Lily Bernard, another Cosby accuser who sat in the courtroom for much of the trial, called the defense's closing arguments highly offensive. It was based solely on rape myths and on victim blaming, on victim shaming, and on the character assassination of really credible witnesses, of very righteous victims, of victims who were clearly telling the truth, Bernard told reporters as jurors deliberated Wednesday. It was just a display of utter misogyny and buffoonery. And, you know, I'm just like, wow, how long can they go, she said. Fiennes also sharply criticized Bliss over what she called character assassination of accusers. That character assassination that Ms. Bliss put those women through was utterly shameful, she said. She's the exact reason why women victims of sexual assault and men don't report these crimes. The Me Too movement was a cloud over the defense's closing arguments Tuesday, with Bliss telling jurors that they shouldn't allow it to influence their decision. Don't get me wrong, bad things definitely happen, but ladies and gentlemen, not every accusation is true. Your common sense tell you that, Bliss said. What do we have to, we do have to deal with sexual assault. It's a worldwide problem, just like we have to deal with sexual harassment, pay disparity, social inequality. But questioning an accuser is not shaming them, she said. This is coming from NBC News. Uh-huh. So that there is that, my darlings. And as we see, we are now 20 minutes into this program, and I have not had M2Man to call in as of yet. So what I'm going to do, I am going to allow this to be the end of this so that we can make sure. I know what I do. I'm going to allow this to do this so that we can. Get together, and I'm going to have to postpone this because I really got to get to class. I'm supposed to be in class right now, but we're going to call that grace. Okay? So with that being said, I want to postpone this And I'm going to get back with you guys at a little later time. What I am going to do, I'm going to play another piece of music just in case this happens, okay? Let me go here like this.
That's right.